Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think that, well, y'all say you can't do this, you can't dress, and you can't do certain things.
It don't matter
how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so happy that you could join us today be with us in our presence, Kingdom of God Ministries. We just so thankful for what God is doing. I want to just reach out to our radio listening audience that you've responded, you've been listening. Our last broadcast, we had well over 3,000 listeners. God is moving, you know, and that's what I want to say, that we just want to thank you for your listening, your support. We thank Kingdom of God Ministries for your support. Today we're going to open up with prayer, and then we'll go directly into the scriptures. We're teaching on walking in the prophetic anointing. And I know that a lot of times when you mention the word prophecy, people kind of shy away from that because we have had a lot of false prophets going around, and they have used God's people in various ways of manipulation and control. But that's not what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the true signs of true men and women, prophets, walking in the prophetic. And I'm not just talking about speaking things to come. But when you teach the word of God, that's prophetic. When you teach and preaching the word of God, that's moving in the prophetic. because you are teaching and speaking as an oracle that God is using you to bring a message to his church, to his body. And if you have, if you've been following Kingdom of God Ministries, we started off with the church teaching on Revelations, the seven churches of Revelation. This is how God worked through prophetic teaching. He always comes with first exhortation. He comes with inspiration. But then he comes with a specific message to the church, to his people. And I know that it's been a burden on my heart, been a burden on Pastor Bobby's heart, that when we see a lot of things going on in the world today, we have to come with the word of God, but we have to come and let you know that it's time for the church to get in order. It's time for God's people to cry out to God. There's a lot of evil in the world, saints. If you watched the news this past week, how the young man went to rob the lady and then just shot the baby in the face. She told him, I don't have any money, right here in Brunswick, Georgia. She said, I don't have any money. And he said, give us your money. He tried to snatch her purse. She didn't have anything. He shoots the one-year-old baby in the face, killed him. Now, you tell me that is not anything from the faith. Satan is evil. And she's on the news crying and screaming. A one-year-old child. It's time to pray. It's time for the church to not be so lax and not be so unconcerned with what's going on in the world. When God put a spirit or a calling of a prophet on you, you can't sit back. I can't be comfortable. I can't say it's all as well in my household, because my heart go out and I look out throughout the land and I see so much going on. We're going to be talking about the prophet Elijah, Isaiah, and we're going to be sharing how he walked 3 years naked in the street, proclaiming, telling them if they didn't repent, this was what would come up on Ethiopia as a sign for that city, because they was unrepentant. God is speaking through the mouth of those who he has chosen for such a time as this. So, Father God, right now we just open up with prayer. We want to just thank you for your anointed word. We thank you, Father God, that you are worthy, that you are awesome, that you are all-knowing. Lord God, we thank you that you called us for this particular time. Lord God, we thank you that you chose us to be an oracle, to be a mouthpiece, to proclaim the good news of the word. Lord God, we're going to trust you. We're going to look to you. We are not moved by what man says. We are not moved by what the society says, but we're going to follow you. We're going to follow you wholeheartedly without compromise. But we're going to look to you, Father, the author and the finisher of our faith. We ask that you touch our listening audience. We ask that you touch the members of Kingdom of God Ministry. Lord God, we ask that your spirit go forth throughout the land, that there be a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. Time out for the foolishness, but let the people start coming in that wants to hear from you. Lord God, we ask this in the mighty name of Yeshua, Son of the living God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So if you could turn with me to 1 Corinthians 12:1, and I will begin to read the scriptures, and then we could go from there. 1 Corinthians 12:1, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to those dumb idols, however you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestations of the Spirit is given to each one for profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretations of tongues. The one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. So I wanted to bring that out because you can see there are diversities of different types of gifts, different types of anointing, different types of ministries, but we all should be working together to bring people into the kingdom. It should not be about one ministry trying to build his own little empire on this earth. It shouldn't be about you. And I want to talk to these preachers out here that it's all about you. It's not all about you. It's about God. And you need to stop it because they did a survey, and a lot of the times the people in America, they say they believe in God, but they have been turned off because of churches. They don't even want to go. Why? Because you're supposed to be a man and woman of God, and you are manipulating and you are controlling God's people. And it's time out. That's why we're coming the way we come. It's not about me. It's not about money. It's not about me building my empire. It's about doing what the Lord called me to do. And those are characteristics of a man and woman of God who has been called by God. Because I'm not moved by what you say. I'm not moved by how big the crowd is. But I'm here to do the work of the Lord. Amen. And the Lord said, like as my servant Isaiah had walked and barefoot 3 years for a sign. He said, the envision as conquest of Egypt and Ethiopia. Isaiah was assigned to the people by his unusual dress when he walked abroad. He commonly wore sackcloth as a prophet to show himself mortified to this world. He was to loose his form from his loins, to wear no upper garment, and to go barefooted. The sign was to signify that the Egyptians and the Ethiopians should be led away captives by the king of Assyria, thus stripped. And you see that happen in history. They were stripped down. Ethiopia and Egypt were stripped down. There were great empires at one time, but there are no longer, amen. The world will often deem believers foolish when singular in obedience to God, but the Lord will support his servants under the most trying effects of their obedience and what they are called upon to suffer for his sake. Commonly is light compared to what numbers grown under from year to year from sin. Those who make any creature their expectation and glory and so put it in place of God will sooner or later be ashamed of it. But disappointment in creature confidences, instead of driving us to despair, should drive us to God. And our expectations shall not be in vain. The same lesson is in force now, and that we shall look for aid in our hour of necessity. But to the Lord, our righteousness, throne of grace, and serving with each other in the same business of religion should end all disputes and unite the hearts of the believer to each other in holy love. And that's what we're here today. Now, if we got out here and walked naked in the streets, people would call us crazy. But they still call you crazy. I got news for you. When you're teaching the unadulterated word of God, they still say you're crazy. Because like I said, a lot of times it's about the control, manipulation. And I'm still working in the church, and I kind of went back over 30 years ago when we first started out, my husband and I. We were young kids in the gospel, eager, wanted to do whatever God told us to do. Through the process, we had been hurt. But I then turned a hard heart to God. Always love God. Always love to be in the presence of God's people. Because, see, God had placed a call on our life at a young age, but we didn't know. I remember picking up, we had an old beat up 63 Chevrolet. And this was in the early 70s. I need some picture, please. But we would get that old beat-up Chevrolet, and half of the time the thing wouldn't run, and we would pack people up in that car. We had about 15, 20 folks in that old Chevrolet, getting them, taking them to the house of the Lord. I remember the pastor, he would say, well, it's not going to be like this always. God's going to reward us. But it wasn't because we were trying to build a name for ourselves. We just wanted to see people set free, heal, and deliver. When God called you to something, you can't go back. You have a burning in your heart, and you can't do what you want to do. It may be easier to just go about in your corporate world and forget about the ministry, but God said, no, I placed a call on your life. So we would find ourselves picking up people, transporting them to the house of God. I remember some of the places that we would go to, they would not accept us. They didn't want to be bothered with us, or they would stick us in the back corner somewhere. But I still had a heart for God. Whatever they called me to do, whatever they wanted us to do, we would find ourselves doing it. If it meant standing on that post, making the fire. Back then, we didn't have a gas furnace. We had to make the fire in an old wood furnace. And this wasn't that long ago, but I'm going to just show you how God progresses, how he progressed us. We didn't have a whole lot. I remember the snow being on the ground, but we would make our way to the house of God. What am I saying now? America, you want so much convenience. If the temperature is not right outside, you won't come to the house of God. America, you got to have it my way or no way. I got to have the perfect job. I got to have the perfect house before I want to go to the house of the Lord. America, this is what I'm saying to you. This is the same thing that God was saying to Egypt. Because you have turned from me, because you wanted your way and not my way, the Lord is saying you need to repent because I'm coming, and I'm coming soon. Warn the people, oh God, warn the people, because I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. This is what he's saying to America. We don't have time to play. We don't have time to get lackadaisical in our nice homes and our fancy automobiles. There's hurting people. There's a dying world out there. I was listening the other day, and it's this particular pastor, and he was saying that he is not going to preach or marry another couple until his church, Methodist Church, endorses homosexual couples. He said, so I'm not going to marry another straight couple until you allow me to marry homosexual couples. You see the compromise? You see that they are again people. People are following this man because they're looking at him as an oracle of God, but he is not. He's a false prophet because a false prophet is going to take you away from God and lead you to them. All right, let's go on. What is prophecy? And we got many gifts we're going to be talking about, but today we're going to kind of streamline on prophecy, the gifts of miracles, the gifts of prophecy, wisdom, and discernment. Why are we talking on this? Because there's a lot of deception going on in the church. There's no discernment, number one, in the churches. People will follow anyone. My husband was telling me it's one particular church where the people think, this man of God say, if you want to get filled with the Holy Spirit, you have to do oral sex on him. Okay, this is some of the loony craziness that's going on. People is following him to do demonic stuff like that, and people don't have no kind of, why? Because they ain't got the Holy Spirit. When you get the Holy Spirit in you, you're going to know right from wrong. He's a teacher and he's a God. Amen? Prophecy is speaking the word or message of God for a particular circumstance or time. In the biblical times, prophet foretold the future, condemned unrighteous acts, gave encouragement, recommended courses of actions to rulers or to priests, and warned of judgment. Only a small portion of the work of the prophet involves predicting the future, and even the predictions are designed either to teach or to correct. We got to be very careful about these so-called prophets with this dollar prophet line. You see them all the time. Dollar prophet, I got a word for you. The only word you need is the Bible. That is your word. You cannot pay them enough. They always want money. The Bible call them greedy dogs after a quarter. Because you dollar prophet, they tell you that I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. It's nothing but soothsaying. God don't have to do that. God can speak through his anointed people, even in you. If you've got the Holy Spirit in you, the Holy Spirit can speak to you and tell you what he want or what he wants you to do. But you got to know how to hear the voice of the Lord. And that's what's wrong with the church. A lot of the church, they don't even know how to hear the voice of the Lord because they haven't been told how to hear the voice of the Lord. How will you know that they are my disciples? He said, by the love they have one for the other, in that they're going to teach you the truth. They're not going to be trying to pull you to themselves or make themselves look bigger than what they are. The God get the glory. When they will come to Jesus talking about this, he said, who told you that I was good? Why are you calling me good? There's none good but the Father. Jesus would always give reference back to God. We're going to be talking about some characteristics of false prophets. The gift of prophecy is receiving messages from the Lord to speak forth. These messages can come out at any time or place and are often not under the conscious control of the person who speaks them, so that that person speaking does not choose whether to utter the message. The gift of prophecy is true. The message will always be from God. Amen? The gift of prophecy is one of information types of gift given in the Holy Spirit. Others are words of knowledge or wisdom and discernment. Prophecy is distinguished from these other gifts in that it provides a direct message from God and is usually identified as the word of the Lord. When the prophet speaks, it is in one way or another, not that way, you know what I'm saying. So that's how you know. A person with the gift of prophecy may receive messages in various ways, including, okay, over in Ezekiel 1, it might come to you in dreams, might come in the way of words of knowledge or wisdom, might come in discernment, or the operation of another spiritual gift such as teaching. When we're standing up here before you teaching the word of God, that is prophecy. Paul's epistle, Hebrew, James, very often the prophet's message will come in a way that requires the prophet to find the words to describe the message. It may even be in the form of a strong emotional expression. And that's what I tell people. When the gift of prophecy is going forth, it may not be that calm. It may be something to prick that person's heart, to tell that person, look, you need to wake up. I don't think Isaiah was walking down the street just in meditation. He was proclaiming what God told him to do. If you're seeing destruction coming up on this nation, and God has shown you through a prophetic dream or vision, and you see that, you're telling me you're going to be quiet? Well, y'all need to get right because, no! When God showed me destruction coming up on America, that was not a dream where I could just keep it to myself. I told her, I was telling the lady at work, I said, yeah, he showed me some kind of war coming up on America. And she looked, because she's a believer too. She said, you had that dream? I said, yeah. She said, I did too. You see what I'm saying? We have to pray. It's time to pray. Pray for our children. Pray for our family. Because when it comes, it says going to catch her. America is in a state right now, as I see it, is in a rebellious state. It's a state that don't want to repent, but you think you all that. You think you say you got religion, but God say you is in a devout state. Your life is ugly before me. It's nasty because you allow everything to go on. Even in my house,
even in my church, fool, you allow things to go on. I am not pleased, America. But yet you say you're a God-fearing country. I am not pleased with you. Repent. The time is now. Repent. Amen. We are instructed to test the spirits to see whether they are God. In Deuteronomy 18:21-22, we are told that if God says something, it will happen. Then it will happen. This is the way to test the word of the prophet. But we must first modify this test with the words of Jeremiah 18. And the example of, see, God wants you to test every spirit and see if it's of God. For the unbelieving, the faithless, and for us deprived, depraved, and defiled with abominations, this is what he was saying, and for the murderers and the lewd and the adulterers and the practitioners of magic arts and the idolaters, those who give supreme devotion to anyone or anything other than God, all liars, those who knowingly convey untruth by word or deed, all these shall have their part in the lake that blazes with fire brimstone. This is the second coming. This is talk about prophets who speak lies, who speak damnation, who go around trying to manipulate and control. He told you this is what's going to happen. We have no need for satanic power and fortune-telling abilities. For every person who puts trust in Jesus will be able to personally connect with God without needing a middleman. Besides Jesus, God's Son, Jesus is the only mediator we need. I don't need to call. Now, I can call for those to touch and agree with me for certain things, but I shouldn't have to send you $1,000 for you to give me a word from the Lord. I'm a believer. Yes. God will speak to me.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Throughout the New Testament, there are warnings about false prophets and false messiahs, and believers are adjured to be vigilant. The following verses, Matthew 7:15-23, are from the Sermon on the Mount. God, Jesus said, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down, thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruits, you will recognize them. The New Testament addresses the same point of a false prophet, predicting correctly and predicting the future appearance of false Christ. False prophets affirming that they can perform great signs and miracles. The following verse is over in 24, or from, it's a book that I read that out, but he was saying they're going to come to you. Even false prophets can do miracles. False prophets can do signs. Look at Sapphire. You have Medium. The station is called Medium. You have all these demonic people. You have psychic abilities. And then they go and they say that they are believers. And Christians look at that stuff. God tell you he don't want us even dealing with the dead, consorting with the dead. At that time, many would turn from the faith and would betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people because of the increase of wickedness. The love of the most will grow cold, but he who stands from the end will be saved. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect. If it were possible, see, I have told you ahead of time, Matthew 24. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus brought out an ethical application for his disciples using the analogy of false prophets. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for that is how their fathers treated the false prophets. They're not going to speak well of you when you're telling the truth. This day and age, they heed to themselves, teachers having itching ears. They don't want you to tell them what thus says the Lord. They want you to say it, but you need to compromise. Like he was saying, they got their own LBGT book. It's going to be called, what is it? Something about Mary. But they got their own Bible that they're making now. Queen New Testament. This is to cater to the homosexual lifestyle. So anything in the King James version of the Bible that reference lifestyles of homosexuality or anything like that, they're going to take that out. You see we're living in the last days. We see that we don't have time to play games, Saints. They travel through the whole land until Jesus is telling them to go and teach the word. Teach, baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They will have power after that, which is the Holy Spirit has come upon them. If you want to walk in the anointing, if you want to walk in the prophetic, the first thing you need to do is receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God, His Spirit dwells in you. God will give you the gift of wisdom. God will flow in the gift of miracles and signs and wonders. But you got to be plugged into Him. He doesn't want you to take these gifts and use them for your own benefit, but it's to bring people into the kingdom of God. Anyone who claims to speak God's words or teach in His name and is not a prophet in biblical terms of a false prophet. One test in the Old Testament contains a warning, and I told you that. He said, in prophetic events, for it didn't come to pass, and if I'm telling you something that don't come to pass, then he said, those are attributes of a false prophet. Now, in the Old Testament, they would put you to death. But nowadays, because people don't have discernment, they don't know what's true, they don't know what's false, they just follow you at random. They just follow you. They'll follow you. But the people who are teaching you the truth, who are teaching you the word of God, you don't want to follow them because it don't cater to the flesh. And you see, we have a lot of that going on today. Even the church is seeking after signs. He said, but there will be no sign given to this wicked and perverse generation because he has come. He has given you all you need. You have gotten the signs. You see the miracles. You see the workers of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times you reject it anyway. God is calling for people who will seek after him wholeheartedly, not just for the Lord, not just for the convenience, but seeking after him because he said, seek me while I might be found. It's time to seek the Lord, saints. And at that, I want to conclude, and I'm going to turn this part over to Pastor Bobby. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. I just want to thank the Lord for what went forth. And what I want to say in regard to that, it's just to reiterate on some of the things that have already been said. What we're talking about is walking in the prophetic anointing. And as Sister Montgomery went forth in reference to the prophetic anointing, is that all the gifts, all the signs, all the wonders, everything in God is through and by the Holy Ghost and by the Spirit. First thing, in reference to the things of God, is repentance. And a true prophet or anybody that's moving in the realm of prophecy is going to push repentance. Because without repentance, you're open to the enemy. Without repenting, God really is not hearing what you're saying because to God, you are dead. Because you have no connection to God unless you repent. What does repent mean? It don't mean accepting God and then continually going the way you were going. Repent means to turn around from something. You're turning from something to something. What are you turning from? You're turning from the devil, from Satan, and you're turning to God and Christ. That's what you turn to. So that's the first thing we need to establish in reference to prophecy. And in reference to walking in the prophetic anointing. Now, we want to bring out some things, and I want to bring out some characteristics of prophets since we're talking about that. We're talking about many gifts of the Spirit, but we're starting with prophets because that is the hierarchy of how God has set up things. He said apostles and prophets. In the Old Testament, it was prophets because God spoke to his people through the prophets. He didn't speak to his people through kings. He didn't do that. He didn't speak to his people through government officials. Now, that's what I want to push and elaborate on, because many people now think that God would necessarily speak to a political person. But that's not the case. God will always speak through his people because his people is supposed to be full of his spirit. God is not going to necessarily, although he can, God can talk through anybody that he wants to. But he chooses to speak through his people because they are connected to him. Not necessarily the president or congressman or senator or anybody or a policeman or anybody in that particular realm, unless that person is saved. If he is saved, God can speak through him. But if he is not saved, God is going to speak through his people, through his prophets, through his pastors, through his teachers, through his evangelists. And that's the reason we're speaking what we're speaking. Because if the devil can come in to the body of Christ through the church, and he is speaking, then people are being misled because they think they're listening to God when they are listening to the devil. That's why we're talking about what we're talking about. Now, I'm going to get into the prophecy. It says I'm going to talk about true prophets. I'm going to also talk about false prophets because nowadays people have no discernment. People can't, they cannot tell the difference. They think anybody that can read the Bible is somebody that's heart is turned all the way over to God. Some cases, it's true. Some cases, it's not true because people have learned that they can use the name of Jesus and get results even though they don't have a relationship with Jesus. Why? Because the name of Jesus alone is powerful. It's powerful. And if you believe in the name of Jesus, your faith will manifest a deliverance in your life. Even though that person that's given the word don't believe none of it. He's just up there for the money. That's how people can get saved, but the preacher will be lost. Yeah. Yeah. Let me read some things. The true prophet hears from God through dreams. Numbers 12 and 6, and he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. And the same way, it's the same way today. It has not changed. Now, the God will do this through prophets and prophetess. He'll speak to him through a vision, and he'll speak to him in a dream. In other words, what I'm saying, the prophet, he is not just going off of the word, even though he does that. He also goes off of what God shows him. So he has complete faith in God because God has shown him something, and when God shows this to the prophet, it's like it's real. It's like it's real. There's no doubt. So when he stands up and says the word of God, he can stand on that because he knows it's from God because he saw it. Look, it's kind of difficult for your eyes to lie to you. Now, sometimes your eyes can be tricked, but your eyes don't lie to you. What you see many times is a fact. It's hard to doubt what you see. It's hard to doubt what you see. Now, that is how God deals with the prophet and the prophet. He burns a vision in their minds and in their hearts. He burns a dream in their minds and in their hearts where they will not doubt. And when they speak that out, the people receive it because they receive the Spirit of God speaking out of the prophet. So that's what's happening. Now, let me say something else. A true prophet preaches what? First, repentance, and secondly, obedience to God's law. Now, one thing I want to say about this. When you preaching repentance, you're preaching just like what I said before. You're not going to tell a person to repent, and you're going to see that person continually doing wrong, okay, and then you're going to condone that person in his error. That's not the way of a prophet. A prophet is going to teach you and show you repentance, but when he sees you in error, he's going to correct the error. And that is the calling of a prophet. The hardest thing for a prophet to do is to stand or sit around and watch somebody who says they are in Christ or says they're living right and don't say anything. That's all right, you okay, because that prophet realizes that this person is being destroyed, that this person is on his way to hell, and he's not saying anything. That's what we have right now in America. We have people that are forsaking the things of God for profit, for prosperity, for legacies. Look at me, I'm all of this. I don't really care if you grow in the Lord. Just so you have yourself in the church, and just so you give me your tithe and your offering, I'm not really too concerned about your growth in Christ. They don't have a spirit of a prophet in them. Because if they did, that would be tying them up. It's just like a doctor seeing somebody who's sick or seeing somebody who's been shot or seeing somebody with some disease that's going to take them out, and that doctor is saying, I'm not going to help them. It's hard for a doctor to do that, even a nurse. When somebody is hurt with a nurse or a doctor, the first thing they want to do is help that person. How much more should we as prophets and preachers and teachers, how much more should we desire to help and bring that lost person out of the clutches of the enemy? Look, every time you cut the news on, you see a horrible thing happening. Now, a lot of this is by choice of man, and some of it is demonic. Some of it is demonic. Look, we have the authority and the power to come against these foul spirits in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But if you don't listen to the prophets, if you don't listen to the apostles, if you don't listen to the teachers, we'll all be lost, because it's coming through, God is speaking through these people to give us the answers that we need. Now listen, it says, a true prophet preaches repentance and obedience to God's law. Jeremiah 23:21, this is talking about a false prophet, but I'm going to bring out some things later on this. Jeremiah 23:21 says, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. We're going to get into this a little deeper. Jeremiah 23:22, but if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Jeremiah 26:4, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, if you will not come to me to walk in my way, which I have set before you, Jeremiah 26:5, to hearken to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not hearkened. Then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this a city accursed to all the nations of the earth. So you see, it's possible for a person to jump up and call himself a prophet, jump up and run, and God didn't tell them to do that. They're not sent by God. And if they're not sent by God, to be truthful, anything that comes out of that person is not God. Now, they might preach the word of God, but the manifestations will not be God. It will be a false manifestation by the devil. Why? Because God didn't send them. So who did? If God didn't send them, who did? It said they just went. Now, why did they go? The enemy told them. The enemy sent them out there to come in a body and destroy like a spy. That's what happened. Why is that dangerous? Because they'll tell you a lie mixed with a little bit of the truth. That's the danger of false prophets, and Jesus warned us about those things. But we're going to get into that some more. It says, I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them. And ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your father, thank you, Jesus, but ye have not inclined your ear nor hearkened unto me. Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Now, if you notice earlier in Jeremiah 35 and 15, he says, God sent servants and prophets. And what the prophet said was, repent and turn from your evil ways. They didn't say, you okay, it's all right, we can deal with that particular error. We can deal with that particular immoral act. We can deal with your foul lifestyle. We can deal with your lying. We can deal with your cursing. We can deal with your idol worship. We can deal with your witchcraft. Just come on in. They didn't say that. They said turn and repent and turn to God. Look, a true prophet, will tell you the truth according to the word of God, not according to whatever they think, whatever their feelings are, whatever their opinions are. Look, I might have certain opinions, but if it's not in line with God, I'm not giving it to you because it's my opinion. It has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with how you should live your life towards God. It has nothing to do with your deliverance. I can give opinions, but that means nothing in reference to the word of God. So therefore, I'm going to give you what? The word of God. That's all I have. That's all the prophet has is the word of God. If he does not have the word of God, he ain't a prophet. That's what. And the reason I'm speaking this so strongly is because of the time that we're living in. Anytime you'll have preachers and apostles or pastors and so-called prophets that bend to the way of the world, that's a false prophet. That's a false pastor. That's a false teacher. Because his heart is not bent on the word of God. His heart is bent on his own opinion. What's going to make him look good, what's going to bring people into his church, what's going to cause the money to rise in his church, so he'll bend that way. He's not going to stand flat-footed and preach the word of God according to God's word. So what? So what if you lose members if you preach the word of God? If you prophesy the word of God? So what if they call you crazy if you prophesy the word of God? So what if you don't get rich prophesying and teaching the word of God? So what? It doesn't matter. Because all this stuff down here is going to pass away one day. And you don't want to pass away with it. You don't want to pass away with it. So we all need to concentrate and meditate on the word of God. Have the word of God down within us so that when you hear the word of God, you can act on it. Well, you won't be deceived by lies. The only way you will not be deceived by lies is by knowing the word of God and by listening to the prophets, because they're supposed to be receiving the word of God through visions and dreams. And when it happens, they can give it to you. I can't give you anything that I don't have. If a prophet don't have the Holy Ghost in him, he can't let that say toward you, because he don't have anything. Well, that's a problem. That's a problem that we're having today in this country. We have people who are supposed to be loyal to God, and they have sold out. They have sold out. They don't love you. Love works good things toward his people. Now, sometimes love works in a way where you have to do a thing that might be hurtful for the moment. It's like if you go to the hospital and you got a broke leg, to set that leg, it might hurt. But they have to set the leg for it to heal properly. So it's really working for your good, even though it might hurt for the moment. Some of these things that these people are doing, to be delivered from those things, it might hurt for a moment. But after they get delivered from it, then they're good. They're not hurting anymore. There's people out there that's listening to me now, you're hurting with something. You're going through some things that nobody on the face of the earth can deliver you from. You don't know what to do. But I'm saying to you right now that if you call on the Lord Jesus, he can deliver you and set you free. He can deliver you and set you free from whatever you're going through. I don't care how the devil has you bound up. Jesus Christ can break the chains in your life and he can set you free. He can set you free. He can set you free. That's what the order of the prophet is. For people to be set free and turned to God. Now, let me tell you something about a false prophet. Now, I talked to you about a true prophet, but let me tell you a little bit about a false prophet. And that is where we really need some discernment, because they imitate God's true prophets. They imitate God's true prophets in word, and they try to imitate God's true prophets in deed. But let me read some things to you. It says in Deuteronomy 18:20, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. Now, in this country, they say, well, we don't have preachers that teach in other gods, but if they're teaching you to follow something that is contrary to other god, that's an idol. So if I tell you it's okay, God is pleased with you working in witchcraft, are you having the LGBT lifestyle, or lying and gambling and all this is okay, then I'm going under another God. Because, see, the thing about that, if you trace your history and you go into all these different various religions, you'll see that in all these various religions, it was preoccupied with sexual sins. It was preoccupied with lying. It was preoccupied with stealing. It was preoccupied with murder and sacrifice. Now, that was involved in idol worship. So if you're involved in those things, even though you don't cry out and go and bend your knees to God after it, you're still involved in idol worship because you're practicing what this God represents. But you're an idol worshiper. So a false prophet is not going to tell you to follow after the true and living God. He's going to turn you away from the true and living God through craft, through his word. Now, it says, if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaking in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not or doesn't come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. Now the Lord says that thou shalt not be afraid of him. What he's saying is, you don't have to pay attention to that man. If he prophesies a word and it don't come to pass, he just spoke it out of his own heart. He just made up something. And many times the reason they make up stuff like that is to, one reason, is to get in your pocket. It's to get what you have, to be of a sensational nature. Look at me. I'm all it is here, so you should worship me. That's the same attitude of the devil. Now, in Jeremiah 23:14, it reads, I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none does return from his wickedness. All of them are as Sodom and the inhabitants of as Gomorrah. You see what Jesus, what the Lord just said? Did you hear what he just said? But the Lord, now, is that what's happening today? Is that not what's happening today? Many preachers, many teachers, they don't get up and teach the word of God in reference to the lifestyle of their members. Why are they not doing that? Because they're more interested in that money. They're more interested in their legacy. They're more interested in the numbers in their church. They're more interested in those things. But see, when you do the things that's against God and you're not, you haven't repented, you haven't given your God, your heart over to God, you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you haven't confessed your sins, you haven't received the Holy Ghost, you don't want the Holy Ghost, you can't stand reading your Bible, you don't want to pray, you don't want to have anything to do with God, but you go to church every Sunday or every Wednesday or every Saturday, but you don't have a relationship with God, then the Lord is not seeing anything you're doing. He's looking at you. God is looking you at you like Sodom and the inhabitants of Gomorrah. Look, it's time, people of the Most High God, it's time out for the foolishness. Get real with the Lord. Get real with God. People are dying by the millions. Not by the thousands, but by the millions. I trust God will have me to live a long time. But I might not see tomorrow. But one thing I do know, today I am preaching God's word by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I am telling you the truth that you need to get your house in order because the Lord Jesus is on his way back, regardless of what you believe. You can say all day long, I don't believe none of that. I don't believe the word of God. You can say it all day long. But the Bible was just written by a bunch of men. You can say, I don't believe Jesus Christ came and he died on the cross for my sins. You can say that if you want to. But that doesn't make it true. The truth is, the word of God is the word of God. The truth is, Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. The truth is, Jesus did come down out of heaven with manifest in the flesh, the word of God manifest in the flesh. He lived on the earth. He walked on the earth. He died. He was buried. He was resurrected. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us, and we need to call on him for salvation and deliverance. That's the truth. Read your Bible. How is it a book that somebody just wrote off the top of their heads talks about the past, the present, and the future? And it speaks about the future, and the future happens just according to the word of the living God. How can a man write that when he don't even know if he will be here tomorrow? A man can't do that because a man doesn't know the future. The devil doesn't even know the future. Only God knows the future because he created it all. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, listen to this. The motivation, I'll talk about this a little bit, but the motivation of false prophets is what? It's money. It's money. I'm going to go into this a little bit. Micah 3, and now hear this, ye leaders of the house of Jacob, ye rulers of the house of Israel, who despise and distort all that is right, who build Zion with bloodshed and Jerusalem with wickedness. Her leaders judge for a bribe, her priests teach for a price, and her prophets tell fortunes for money. Yet they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No disaster will come upon us. Therefore, because of you, Zion will be plowed like a field. Jerusalem will become a heap of rubble. The temple hill a mound overgrown with thickness. Now, what is that talking about? What that is saying is, a false prophet will do anything and say anything and let you do anything for the dollar. He don't care about you. And the reason he doesn't care about you is because he doesn't have the heart of God. Satan is motivating him. Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. You can't serve Mammon and the law, that you hate one and love the other. That's what the Lord said. So if you got some great connection with money and you getting into the things of God for money, then that's a good indication that you are not where you should be in God. That's an indication that you are a false prophet. You need to check your heart, because if you can be bought, if you can be bribed, then you're not a true prophet of God. Now, you might be a prophet, but you're not a true prophet of God. And so you don't follow people like that, America. You don't follow people like that. If all they're concerned about is your tithes and offerings, and they're not correcting you in your life, you need to leave them running, because you're on your way to hell. I just be blunt about it. You don't have time for this anymore. It's time out for the foolishness. Now listen to Jeremiah 6 and 13. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the God of our people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Well, they're ashamed when they have committed abomination. Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall, and at that time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Now, that's just what we said earlier. A lot of people is not even ashamed of the horrible sins that they do. They're not ashamed of their immoral acts. A lot of them try to say that God is for immorality. God is for blatant sin. God is for abomination. That's what a lot of folks out there are saying. And the saddest thing about it is a lot of these preachers is going along with that stuff. Stop it. You're condemning people to hell. You're condemning people to damnation. Tell people the truth. You are not making into the kingdom of God living an ungodly life. I'm sorry. It goes for me too. It goes for me too. It goes for me first. I cannot stand here and preach the word of God to you and live any kind of way. Come here and preach to you on Sunday, and then Sunday night I'm out at the nightclub. Preach to you on Sunday, and then on Monday night I'm out on the corner trying to buy me a prostitute. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. And so therefore I'm going to tell you, you can't do that, because I live by the same way that I'm preaching to you. Look, if you ain't going to live right, you don't have to give me your money. Do you hear me out there, people? If you don't want to live right, and if you don't want to repent, if you think you're going to come up into kingdom of God ministry and can never, ever want to repent, never, ever want to be saved, and you're going to try to find your way, go somewhere else. I don't want your money, because I'm not going to be a part of it. I got to stand before God myself also, and your blood is not going to be on my head. Let it be on somebody else's head. And I don't even want that to happen, but it will definitely not be on my head. So if you want to come here, people out there, be ready to get right with the Lord. Now that's how prophets talk. That's how prophets talk. Repent, 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 for the kingdom of God is at hand right now. Right now, not tomorrow, right now. What you going to do with that? I know you hear me out there. What you going to do with that? Because one day you're going to die. You're going to close your eyes for the last time. And when you close your eyes, it's too late then. Then you're going to have to face a living God. And you're going to have to stand before God and give account for your life. So you say, in this life, God made a mistake with you. Ah, my Lord. God made a mistake with you, and he made you a man, and you were supposed to be a woman. So you go out and you have an operation, and you change yourself. So instead of being Billy, you are Barbara now. Oh, Lord. You don't go before God like that. Now, what do you think the Lord's going to do? He's going to call you Billy. And he's going to judge you for Billy. You can't change that. You done died in that abomination. What you think going to happen to you? You're going to be lost. I'm going to tell you the truth. Whoever and whatever God created you to be, that's what you are. Get that demon off of you. Get that false spirit off of you. You need to be delivered. Let God touch your mind and your heart and set you free. That's what the prophet said. He ain't going to bend to that stuff. He's not going to find a true prophet. Listen to me. A true prophet will not fall under the abominations and the lies of the world. He'll die first. He won't turn. He won't turn. He won't turn. So listen, Ezekiel 22:25 says there's a conspiracy of the prophets in the midst thereof. Like a roaring lion raving in the prey, they have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many wills in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and the profane. Neither have they shown difference between the unclean and the clean. And have hid their eyes from the Sabbath. I profane among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves raving in the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls to get this honest gain. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divine and lies among them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. People of the Most High God, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Stop. Read your word. Repent. Seek the Lord God. He's the only way, people. You see, America is being destroyed from within. You see all the things that the devil is doing. People in this country, supposed to be a righteous nation, don't know the difference between what is right and what is wrong. Even in the church. People can come into the church and do anything, and nobody says anything. The preachers, let them go. Let them go. In the error, and they die in a lost city in the church. It's a quiet shame. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to tell it like it is. It's a quiet shame that the only help that a person can get is in the church, is in the body of Christ, and they go there and they don't get delivered. The only thing they get is fleeced. The only thing they get is robbed. The only thing they get is mistreated. And God is not pleased. God is not pleased. He wants somebody to stand up and tell the truth and deliver these people and set them free. Turn them over to Jesus Christ, the Lord, and set them free. Your money will not set you free, people. The work you do in church without Jesus Christ won't set you free. The only thing in this world that will set you free is Jesus Christ and the power of his anointing, the Holy Ghost. That's it. That's it. That's it. But if you prefer... If you're hard up, if you're hard up, thank you. If you're hard up to follow after false prophets and you can continue to reject God, guess what? God will give you what you want. But in getting what you want, you will be separated from God. And when you're separated from God, you're going to reap those same benefits of separation from God, which is damnation, which is destruction, which is demonic possession and oppression and torment. That's all Satan has for y'all. Listen to me. The only thing that Satan has for you, even if he gets, look, if Satan gives you $1 billion, he's going to give it to you with torment, with oppression, with depression. Things will not go the way they should in your life, even though you're rich and not everything. Dying and going to hell is not worth all the money in the world. Wake up. But listen, some people prefer false prophets, and then I'm going to get out your way. But this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Which Satan is saying, see not unto the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Don't tell us right things. Don't tell us right things. Don't tell us the truth. Lie to me. That sounds like America. Speak unto us small things, prophesy to see. Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Therefore, just said the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. Isaiah 30:14, and he shall break it as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it sure to take fire from the earth or to take water withal out of it. Jeremiah 5:31 says, the prophets prophesy lies. The priests rule by their own authority, and the people love it this way. So what were you doing in? Look, I'm gonna cut this off. I'm gonna say a few more things. But I'm gonna tell you, people of the Most High God, you need your prophets, you need your apostles, and you need them to tell you the truth. You don't need anybody that's gonna allow you to do whatever. Because in doing whatever, there's a saying, there's an old satanic saying that do what thou wilt. That's a satanic thing. Do what thou wilt. Whatever you want to do, that's what you do. But that's not God's way. That's not God. That's not the way of the Lord. The Lord says, keep my commandments. Do according to my word. Obey the Lord Jesus. That's what the prophet would tell you. Obey the Lord. Get in your word. Follow the word. Meditate on the word of God, so that you can tell the difference when somebody's lying to you. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say a little bit of this false prophet. Now, this is what Jesus is saying in the New Testament, and then I'm going to get out of the way. He says, wonderful works are done by false prophets in the name of the Lord. It's at Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening and wolves. You shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns, figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, which is lawlessness. Now listen to this. That false prophets will be numerous and very successful. We got to be careful. People out there, listen to me. You have to be careful looking and watching the success of some of these people. It says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity lies shall abound, the love of many shall rise. So now listen, 2 Peter 2:1, but there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who called them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute. In their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories they have made up. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. So we have to be careful, because the scripture tells us that a lot of these false prophets is going to have the bling bling. They're going to have the big Mercedes. They're going to have the big planes. They're going to be decked in jewelry. They're going to have a whole lot of money. In the eyes of the world, they're going to be very successful. But it's deceitful. And it's to deceive you and to pull you into damnation, because they're not going to preach to you the truth of the living God. That is the mark and the mark and the making of a false prophet. Now, the reason that we're speaking the way we're speaking is because of the times that we're living in. And you can't, if you can't tell the difference between a true prophet of God and a false prophet, hey, it's just like going on a battlefield and not knowing who your enemy is. You don't know who he is, so your enemy can come right next, stand right next to you, and you think he's on your side, and he's your enemy. So what's going to happen? Time you put your guard down, he's going to take you out. I'm going to go with a few things, and then I'm going to be out your way, because we got some characteristics of Christian prophets of this day. We got some characteristics of Christian prophets, and I'm going to read that. I'm going to give that to you now. Prophets in Acts 11:27-28, they did do translocal ministry, and they foretold future events, and we're going to deal with that also. They can be among leaders of a local church. They exhort and confirm the brethren, sometimes with many words. They give personal or predictive prophecy, and they prophesied in church services. So prophets are part of the foundation of the church. They may receive revelation from God, and they are for the perfecting of the saints. They need to be there. I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to cut it off. Luke 6:13 says, when morning came, Jesus called his disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles. It says, if Jesus named them and designated them and recognized them apostles, then we still do the same thing today. What we're basically saying is the same way apostles and prophets were common in Old Testament times, they were common in the New Testament time, they were common in the first century church, and they are still relevant today because they are your seers, they see. Look, it's hardly anything you can do with your eyes closed. Try to do some work with your eyes closed and see how much work you do. You might do a little bit from memory, but after a while, your memory going to give out and you're going to have to see something. And you're going to mess up a whole lot of stuff trying to do something with your eyes closed. It's the same way in the spirit. If you can't see the enemy coming, he can destroy you. If you can't see the truth of the word of God, then you can be deceived by the enemy. If you don't know what's false and what's true, that's another deception. That's why you need the prophecy. That's why you have the desire to prophesy. And prophesy many times means speaking the word of God. Sometimes it means words of wisdom, and sometimes it means words of wisdom. But it basically means preaching and teaching and standing on the word of the living God. Now, I'm going to do something right quick. I'm going to go a different way. And I'm going to do this by the Spirit. Because I want to say something to somebody out there listening that's thinking that God is not powerful enough, glory to God, to take care of your situation out there. Look, listen to me. God is all powerful. The Son of the living God, all authority and power was given to him. Don't you let the devil tell you that you're hopeless. Glory to God. Don't you let the devil tell you that it's too late. Don't you let the devil tell you that God can't heal you. Don't you let the devil tell you that you can't be saved. Don't you let the devil tell you that you committed the ultimate sin and God won't hear your prayer. Don't you let the devil tell you that you can't be saved and that you can't be delivered and that you can't be healed. Don't you let the devil tell you that this thing that you got, that the Lord can't set you free from it. Look, people, the devil is a liar, and the devil is the father of lies, so you don't have to believe him at all. Turn to God, repent, 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 and God will set you free. I didn't say he might. I said he will. He wants to. God doesn't want you bound up. God doesn't want you demon oppressed. He doesn't want you depressed. He doesn't want you focused. God doesn't want any of that. But if you choose that, and if you don't turn to God, then you have made that choice. People of the Most High God, Jesus Christ, have given you authority and power over all the power of the enemy. The Lord Jesus said, you can tread, you can walk on scorpions and devils and demons. That's what Jesus said. You have to believe that, people. You have to believe that. You have to believe the word of the living God. And walk in your authority. Jesus Christ died on the cross so that you can have authority over foul spirits. And he's given you that authority. He's given you that power by the Holy Ghost. You do not have to be bound. You do not have to be depressed. You do not have to be oppressed. You do not have to be possessed. You do not have to be sick and afflicted. Call on God. Call on him. He's listening. Call on him. He wants to take care of you. He loves you. He wants to set you free. That's his desire. His desire is for you to be set free. And that's why Jesus Christ came. If the Lord wanted us to be bound, if he wanted us to be lost, if he wanted us to be miserable, destitute, beat up by the enemy, Jesus wouldn't have never came. He would have just left us alone and let the devil just tear us to pieces. But God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, And what did he do? He went on the cross for every single one of you. His blood is for every one of you out there. Repent. Go ahead. Choose the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Choose. That's it. So with that, I'm going to close out with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the revelation of your word. And Father God, we thank you for those that you have touched and that you have set free and that you have delivered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask that you just touch them, deliver them, bless them, set them free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen.